Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, that's so smooth. Happy Wednesday to you. You are in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reginald Atula, Figgy Fig. And you, 713-572-4610 is the number to get involved. Remember, we got a couple of giveaways happening in this 12 o'clock hour. $50 gift card from Texas Star Grill Shops will be on offer, as well as at another point in the hour, a four-pack of tickets to see the University of Houston Cougar basketball team face off against Middle Tennessee. Both of those will be
coming down to the couple weeks for that $50 gift card giveaway.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah, because you win the gift card, that'll be cool, but you also get entered for the chance to win a Traeger Woolridge Elite Grill, and I imagine that's the thing that people are most interested in right now.
And then Lopez going to deliver it to you and set it up.
Set it up. I'll he's going to give you some recipes, some OG sauce.
He's going to bring it in on his truck. He's going to come in and help you set it up.
And he's going to give you his number so that if you need any advice or anything, you can get that too.
I will meet the truck there.
Look, you ain't got to do nothing. He's going to come and set everything up.
In fact, he'll cook the first grill. He'll grill the first meal on it if you want.
Hey, you talk me into that. Hey,
I was like, what other things can I promise for Lopez to
brisket
do?
Brisket come with the winner.
Mm-hmm. he'll pay for the first brisket, too. No, I'm just playing. That's all jokes. Legal, please don't come see me. All right, let's do a little would you rather here with the Texans. Coming off of a victory versus the Cardinals, headed towards a game versus the Raiders. I almost slipped and said a victory versus the Raiders. We have to see that on the field.
By the way, biggest point spread in the entire NFL this week.
Is it? What is
14 and a half.
Sheesh. Mm.
I think the next one is like 10.
Yeah, they offense stink, man.
It's the worst offense in the league against the best defense.
Yes.
Yeah. Like statistically.
No offensive line. Yeah. Quarterback's been injured at best. The running back can't do much behind the offensive line. Yeah, it's been
a
problem.
There was a time I wasn't sure the Texans could score 14 and a half points.
Yeah.
And now they're favored by 14.
Honestly, this could be a 14-zip type of game, man. It wouldn't even surprise me.
Yeah.
Well, that wouldn't cover. All right, let's do a little would you rather, Lopez.
Yeah, a little bit different now. Normally, you know, whenever the mood strikes and we want to do some would you rather, it has to do with that game or that particular week of stuff. This is more big picture things because we're now in big picture mode
without question with
this squad. So first one, you guys tell me, would you rather face the Patriots in the first round or the Broncos? Clearly one of those teams at this point is going to be one of the wild card, and one's going to have the best record in the AFC.
And
if you get in at number seven, you'll face the number two seed. That could be the Patriots or the Broncos. Who would you rather face?
I think it would be the Patriots.
You're
which
go
is
with
funny.
The Patriots?
One, I think poetically it'd be fun to have another exorcism of sorts after you went into Kansas City to have that as again versus the Patriots. But two, I just don't trust them all that much. Mm-hmm. There has been the statistic and the conversation all season long about them having a lighter schedule, which is objectively true, even though I think that they've done some really good things.
Yeah.
I do think they had the better quarterback play. However, they have also only really had – they haven't been tested all that much, and they definitely haven't seen a defense like this. I think that the playoffs are a different beast. I think that this defense is a different beast. And I'd be very interested to see a team where the only thing that I feel confident about is Drake May, and I don't even know about that in the playoffs and versus his defense.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be interested to see that versus a defense that I know is very good in the Broncos and a Bo Nix that is seems like he's getting better and also has a penchant for kind of showing up late.
Yeah, I agree with Reggie. I would rather face the Patriots, and I'd probably take the other side of this. I don't want to face the Denver Broncos defense this early like that, man. They I know we talk about our defense a lot, number one in the league, but they got a wild defense too, man.
Yeah, squad.
Like, to the point I don't know if Greg Williams out there coaching them up like he was doing in New Orleans or whatever, they kind of, you know, that's where CJ got his concussion, man.
Yeah.
And I know it wasn't a dirty play or nothing, but I don't want to face that defense. Not yet.
I kind of want to rather face the Broncos.
Okay.
I get that Bo Nix, and I was before the Broncos game that you and I were arguing about just how good is Bo Nix, and I was the guy that was saying, you know, he's actually pretty good, even though some of the numbers don't go that. And since then, he's played a lot better. I go back to the concussion. I felt like the Texans were in control of that, or could have gotten easy control of that game until Stroud, you know, or hurt himself. And I feel two things. Number one, I don't know how I feel about the Texans going in to face New England in New England, which has been kind of a house of horrors in the postseason, but they have exercised a lot of demons this year. I think I'd rather go Broncos in Denver. I guess it's as simple as they don't quite scare me as much as the Patriots, just despite their great defense.
I don't think that's unfair.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started thinking about, okay, I have not considered how much what does the coaching dynamics matter to you. Sean Payton obviously is usually a very good coach at finding a matchup advantage at times. Josh McDaniel has been very good at calling offense this year as well. But both of them going up against this Texans defense is the thing that I'm like not that worried about. It probably does come back to also that defensive acumen there. I still think I probably want to stay away from the Broncos, but I will say, I don't say that for fear of either of those teams.
Okay. Would you rather have Nick Chubb fully healthy the rest of the season or Woody Marks?
Woody Marks. Without question, Woody Marks.
Without question.
Without question, fully. He's a dude that it feels like they are comfortable riding as the lead back in this. Now, is that going to be maximum efficient? No. I mean, I don't think any of the run circumstances that you have are going to be ones that get to a place where this run game look great, looks great. But it's clear, Woody Marks over Nick Chubb. And I don't know what I could tell you if you think that that's somewhere else. Now, I get where you're probably going at is having the balance of two backs.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm like, hey, could you do the thing where you go Woody Marks and Juwan Jordan?
Woody Marks fully healthy or Nick Chubb fully healthy the rest of the way? Both obviously.
Yeah. But I'd rather probably Woody Marks, to be honest, because we're seeing the healthy Nick Chubb, and it wasn't what I think a lot of people were kind of expecting from
I'm with
Nick
you
Chubb.
I think you hit the exact point. We know what we're getting out of Nick Chubb. I think Woody Marks is still ascending. Fully healthy might be the way to go. I'm with you. Would you rather have the Texans on the defense in a tied game late or the offense?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Tied game is what makes it tough.
Tied game.
Because I was going to say, with a very small lead, or like, small lead with the defense, or you know, needing
to get the question.
No, but I'm trying to say in my head, I go, if you go 3 points either way,
yeah,
with that side on the ball, I think I might pass, or I probably would go defense still.
Tied game.
But tied game, I think I go offense.
Isn't that wild?
But it's also, yeah, the factors that are at play, which is it's probably not a crazy long field for you to get to field goal range.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel better about the possibility of maybe having some big plays and possibly some explosives. But, I mean, I feel very comfortable with the defense on. It's just, if the defense is on, now we have to get the ball just to get the ball back to the offense. So might as well just cut that out and give it to the offense,
mm-hmm,
and see if they can get that done.
Defense could score, too.
Yeah, I wish I had more on this scenario outside of it, because if it's like a Buffalo Bills type of game, then hell, put the defense back out there. Mm-hmm. Sack Josh Allen some more.
Yeah.
But I'm with Reggie. I'm going to go with the offense, man. It seems like it's just so easy to get in field goal range now.
And Kyahmi Fairbairn's been playing
well. And you could just line up for a 60-yarder, mm-hmm, now. And yeah, and if you're playing defense, all they need to do is get to midfield, mm-hmm, and then that's field goal range at this point.
Yeah, I'm with you, both of you. This is an interesting one to me that I kept going back and forth. Would you rather this defense play in the playoffs, this is a playoff game, in bad weather or perfect conditions?
Huh. I hadn't considered that at all. Because obviously,
you could go to New England, you could go to Buffalo, you could, yeah, you know, yeah, obviously Denver. But would you rather this defense play in perfect conditions or bad weather?
Perfect conditions. Perfect conditions. And I don't know if this will actually affect those moments, but I don't want to slow down what this defense does. D'Amico, mm-hmm, Ryans frequently talks about the way they play, and apologies to Matt Burke, because I'm going to say the thing that made you guffaw.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the most difficult thing that they're asking guys to do. There is nuances within it that very much, yeah, are advanced. I'm not trying to say that it's simple per se, mm-hmm, but they make it pretty easy for these guys to, you know, be able to demonstrate their abilities, yeah, to play fast and play with physicality. And I think you can be as fast as possible without, mm-hmm, snow or anything else impacting it. Let them go. Let them hit. Let them, you know, be clear on a normal field. I understand that probably helps the offense be, right, the best version of themselves. Right. But any offense that they go up against, I still feel good about.
Yeah, perfect condition, man. I just think it's tough overall playing in bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
But talking about going up to New England or Buffalo or spots like that, Denver could get a little wild, too.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd rather take the perfect condition.
I'm going to take the other side on this one.
Give me the bad weather. Give me your thoughts.
You got Drake May in bad weather. You've got Bo Nix in bad weather. You got a defense that creates a lot of turnovers and interceptions. And I'm really kind of in my mind visioning, you know, snow and ice.
Sure.
Because, you know, that's what it is in terms of bad weather. Or even just sleet and rain. But cold, this, yeah, defense creates a lot of turnovers. Now, I get Josh Allen has been very good in bad weather. He would be the kind of the wild card here. But you own Josh Allen. You know, yeah.
You own him in the confines, yeah, of NRG Stadium.
Exactly. I think I want to see what this defense can. And plus, offense is harder in bad weather, no matter who you are. It can be, you know, in for a lot of teams. Give me things against that work against the offense and this defense. Give me bad weather. All right.
Press pause.
Yeah.
How do you think the bad weather affects this Texans offense?
Well, again, you can win 13-3,
yeah,
you know, or 3-0.
And see, that's why I picked the perfect condition. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even thinking about that part you just named, Lopez. I was thinking more about,
yeah,
getting this offense,
yeah,
together.
The offense going.
But does this offense, are they able to continue to get the better protection that we've gotten,
yeah,
in snowy circumstances? Are they able, yeah, to plant, yeah, and get push? And sometimes we're like, ooh, not getting as much push as we want. Are they able to get the push that they want,
mm-hmm,
in those snowy conditions, right?
Yeah.
These are questions that are worth asking, I think.
This one to me is interesting as well. Would you rather face the Broncos again or the Bills again?
Bills again.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It is nuts. But I feel like, no, nah, that's.
I'd rather face the Bills again, man.
You too?
Yeah. To me, I don't know how y'all feel, but I think I got a lot of respect for what Denver is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'm not that high on Bo Nix, but it seems like they got something going, especially with the defense, man.
We're picking Bo Nix over Josh Allen?
I mean, when you say it like that, yes.
No, and that's the thing. I was like, Josh Allen, but then also, don't forget, you still have James Cook there running the football.
This too.
And yeah. he still put up a pretty
okay
solid game too.
Texans, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
So I'm like, am I tempting fate by going, oh, no, they've just figured this out? Because I typically don't subscribe to that kind of like, oh, well, you know, they just have something on him.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, with the Josh Allen, it's like, it just keeps happening.
Yeah.
However, I feel like, yeah, I might be respecting the defense and Bo Nix is a progression maybe too much here. Mm-hmm. But I know that the defense for the Bills is not where it needs to be, especially without like an Ed Oliver or somebody that creates pressure on the front line. That's a thing. But I'm like, am I undervaluing the progress and the results that the Bills have gotten versus the lack of results they've gotten?
Denver's defense been playing good.
Yeah.
Man.
They have been playing great.
Yeah.
And yet, I don't want, as you said, Reggie, I don't want to tempt fate too much here with Josh Allen.
That's a really good would you rather, man. 713-572-4610. Please give me your answers here because I'm intrigued what the crowdsourcing of this looks like. People seem to be leaning towards Broncos early.
All right, one more for you. Playoff game again. Would you rather C.J. Stroud throw for 300 yards or the running game surpass 150 yards?
I mean, for the fun
can't
of
have
it,
both.
For the fun of it, the passing game. But I actually think it might be the running game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it fits in with the recipe that they've established. I think one, you probably are lessening possessions as well.
That's a good point.
If you're running the football to the tune of 150 yards, and we know that the defense will hold their own, you're salting away a football game with them running the football like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably say the running game too, man, because clearly they won games without CJ passing for over 300 yards. But I think once you get that running game going, I think it's gonna be A-OK.
Yeah, Reggie took exactly where I was going with it. 150 yards rushing means you're getting about 80 of that in the second half because you're just trying to. You know, trying to salt away the game, and I'm with you. I think I'd rather have, which is crazy, because you need C.J. Stroud to be big, in the postseason. But
you don't need him to be 300 yards.
Yeah, you don't need
and that's what I was going to say is, yeah. I bet you could get 230, 240 passing if you're running the football like that because
too.
They really like booting off of that play action. I think that would only serve to make C.J. More effective, just not to the tune of like, oh, he put up a 330-yard game. Mm-hmm. I think it would just be one of those, the running game is killing you, and CJ did enough in those moments where he had the football in his hands to throw it as well.
Especially when you got a defense like that. You don't have to put up 350 or anything like that.
Right.
People are 832, look back at the Broncos schedule, rather easy compared to the Patriots. And yeah, this time period where I've talked about Bo Nix getting better, it has been a little bit more fortuitous for him. So,
I'm just thinking about the defense, man. That's all I'm thinking about. And I'm not that sold on Bo Nix, but he's doing just enough because of the defense.
Yeah, yeah.
And then maybe that's the same thing I've been talking about with Drake May. Bo Nix in the playoffs. Like, this isn't something where we have it solidified as he knows what to do specifically. Josh Allen, however, he's had moments.
He's had his moments.
He's had moments. So, good calls.
Did Bo Nix have a good game here when he played the Texans?
Well, he finished well.
Yeah, because like I said, he did just enough to get in field goal range type deal.
That was a lot of Bo Nix.
Yeah.
That was a lot of Bo Nix early on in the season,
That's what I'm saying. Wasn't flashy or anything, but he did just enough to get them in field goal range to win.
Yeah. So I think that's the right way to go probably. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610, a little edition of Would You Rather. I like that, John Lopez. Coming up next, let's get our lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.